Welcome to the Thursday night broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Fishermen Ministry South Carolina Thursday night service.
Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Clap your your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia. Lift your hands. Lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Lift your hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia.
We do thank you, Lord, that we have another day to serve you and worship you and sing you praises. Thank you for being so good to us for what you've done. Please bless this service, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
One more time.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not get weary. They shall walk. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Page 6 in the songbook.
Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Hallelujah. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give all the glory unto him. Alleluia. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Alleluia. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Alleluia. For the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give all the glory unto him. Alleluia. For the Lord our God, the Almighty.
Good evening, everybody. I know we got a skeleton crew because a lot of people are getting ready for Texas. Some are already headed that way. Some are already there. And some are hoping to be there soon. One thing that that I just wanted to cover was that you guys may not have known or may have heard it before, that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. So that every time that we praise him and give him glory, I mean, what else can we give him that is from us? Everything else that we have, everything else that we see, everything else that we touch, even those things we cannot see, all were created by him, and for his good pleasure. So the only thing that we have to give him is a praise and worship through obedience. That is the best praise that we can give him, is obeying him and praising him in that. Even when it's hard, even when you struggle, just give him the glory. And one thing that a theme has been in the last few weeks in the services, and Davey, I think, started off with it, is that whenever you're feeling down, feeling that you can't make it, or your problems seem like they're overwhelming, is just stop and praise the Lord. Sing praises to God. And if you think that you it's hard, it is really hard sometimes just to push your way through it. But as soon as you do, you feel that cloud being lifted. Jesus says, cast all his cares upon him because he cares for you. And that's what it means, is fully trusting in him that no matter what situation you're in, that he's going to bring you through. And anybody that has a desire to serve the Lord and really get to know him. One thing that I really don't want to be, I don't want to hear the words when I come to meet him, is depart from me, I never knew you, ye that work iniquity. I do not want to hear those words. I want him to know me, not just for me to know him, but for him to know me. And the only way I can do that is by praising him, worship him, obeying him, and doing everything I can with my body to please him. That is the first commandment. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy strength, all thy mind. This is the greatest commandment because that's all we have to give him. That's all we can give him that he hasn't already given us. And that is, comes from our will to choose to do that. We have to make a choice every day. You make a choice to step toward God. It says, draw nigh to me, and I'll draw nigh to you. And therefore, he meets you every time. I haven't had one time that the Lord hasn't met me. And, you know, I had a client that I normally had for many years that all of a sudden the sheriff's kind of back in my mind thinking, okay, that money will come in. I'll be able to pay my mortgage and all that. The client, after several weeks trying to get a hold of him, said, oh, we decided to go somewhere else this year because our money was real tight. I had a brother or a brother-in-law or somebody do it. And so I was kind of course, the first initial reaction in the flesh is to get all funky, you know. Oh, no. But I had to remind myself how many times God has brought me through. How many times has God met my need? I'm just like the children of Israel. I don't want to be like that. I want to know that whatever happens, God is my source. He is the source. If you want to do something that's going to please him, no matter how hard it is in the flesh, no matter how hard it is in the world, if it's to please God, he will make it happen if you choose to step out in faith. That's all I got to say.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. God is so good. God is so good. God.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. So we're all about to head to the conference, and as expected, over the past couple months, a lot of things have tried to, I know myself and certain people I've talked to have tried to come up and distract us and take our focus off of the Lord and getting there, and as I get ready to go to Texas, I know there are certain things that try to come up. Sometimes it's a spirit of fear or, you know, certain things that I have to rebuke. And I want to go with an expectation that the Lord is going to meet me. As if I'm not, He won't. I remember, I don't even know if, I don't know. At some point, I was at the conference, and I remember talking to Davey, and I told Davey, I said, I'm scared that I won't receive the good things of God while I'm here. I believe that all y'all are going to receive it. But me, I'm not so sure about that. And he said to me, then you won't. Then you won't. Because you don't believe that he's, I mean, he didn't actually say this. He just told me that I won't. But the truth of the matter is, I either believe that He's big enough to do a work in me, a sinner and a wretch like me, or I don't believe Him. That's His gospel. We're a bunch of sinners coming together. Some may be more perfected in the faith and stand stronger in that, but we're all sinners. What does it matter where we're at? We're there to grow in the faith. One mind, one body, about His business. And I know that a while back I asked the Lord to soften my heart and prepare my heart to receive in Texas. And if you haven't done that, do so. And then know that He's going to meet you, because that's a prayer He will answer. Know that He will. It's a blessing to be able to go and be accepted into the body. Because we are accepted. It may not always feel like it in the flesh because we receive correction. We get exhorted to stand stronger in the faith. But it is a blessing. It is a good thing, a profitable thing. I know for myself, I tell this to myself and to anybody else who may struggle with it. Don't get hung up over those things there. Trust in Him. Know that all of those things that get told to us, that we experience, that we go through, are for our good, so that we can be stronger in Him. He has not called us to fail, as Davey said. He's called us to succeed. Let's believe Him for it. Go out there with an expectation and watch Him move in a mighty way. Let's be changed. Let's be different. Let's be stronger in that faith.
He is Lord. He is Lord.
I'm going to look at something that I was looking at for the service and just impressed with. I like it. And then I'm going to comment on both where Linda and Lisa have been coming from and where we are individually. Monday at 11 o'clock, they're going to put in a chemo port right here on me. That is scheduled for 11 o'clock on Monday, so y'all keep me in prayer. I have a chemo training class on Wednesday at noon. I don't know what that means. So we'll look at, one step in front of the other and get through all that stuff. Looking at Ephesians, there's a lot of stuff in chapter 1 prior to where I'm going to start. But I was just reading this, and I was like, man, this is good stuff. Ephesians 1:15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. I wonder how much of us spend time actually giving thanks and making mention of those people in the body who've been just good, so good to us, so special to us. Have really done a good job of demonstrating in the sense of showing Jesus. You know, I don't want to see Jesus, want them to see Jesus through me. I'm showing them Jesus, that's my job. It's the same thing in dealing with one another. One of the strongest things that Jesus, one of the biggest, strongest points he made was when he, picked up the towel and got on his knees and started washing the feet of the apostles. He's showing the apostles that they need to have a servant's heart. He would seek to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. This is how you do that. That's an interesting right turn off of all this, but that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's something that we could all benefit from. And this is really the first installment of his prayer, the Ephesians prayer, which is broken up and picks up again at the end of this in chapter 3. These are the kind of things we should be praying for one another. But most of us, sit there and see somebody doing something. We just want to sit there and shake our heads and go, argh. That's not what we need. We need people praying for us. Because if we're about to do something incredibly stupid, sometimes the only person that can intervene is the Lord. That the eyes of your understanding may be, that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, that the eyes of my understanding may be enlightened. Sometimes I think we lose track of what the hope of his calling is. And that sends us into fits of despair and unbelief and despair. Need to reconnect with what the hope of his calling is. And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, that's where we're going. That's what we hope to attain to. That's what we're pressing on the mark to get to. The same as Paul. When he's talking about it in 2 Timothy. He's talking about it in Philippians. And what is exceeding greatness of his power to us, Lord, who believe according to the working of his mighty power. The exceeding greatness of his power to us. Well, where does that, what does that look like? Well, it starts with him giving his son to us and raising him from the dead and imparting that life to us. How great is that? And if you can't answer that question with that answer, you need to get really familiar with what's happening here. All this he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in the world which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet and given him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body. Interesting. Not as bright as his body, the fullness of him that dwelleth, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You're up there with him. If the enemy has no place there with him and you do, then why are you even listening to the enemy? Why aren't you doubting that doubt and pointing out the enemy, he has no place here? The ages to come by shew the exceeding riches of his grace and kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. It isn't even yours. You didn't work it up. There's nothing you did to make yourself worthy of any of this. That which you have that gave you any sort of understanding of what's going on was the gift of God. Nothing there for anybody to be boasting of, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Now I'm just going to say this, because I'm going to move to 3:17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge. It's unknowable. But because you have committed to him and he has relationship with you, you can know that which is unknowable. It's bigger than your ability to understand and comprehend. The love of Christ. That you might be filled with all the fullness of God. What? How much? All the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. This is the closing of that prayer, kind of the discipleship prayer. Now here's the deal. And I've quoted this in the same vein. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And you know, that's a great thing. That means that I can't even approach him with anything that he has not already contemplated for me already. There's nothing I can surprise him with or shock him with, because it's bigger than my ability to even think about how good he is willing to be. That's the question. That's the point, though. Him being able and him being willing, they're two different things. So it's a question about where your heart is and what we should be praying for each other as a body and for us individually, is that our hearts are being prepared to this conference to be able to be partaking of all that he has available for us. You know, the question is, you know, you want him to do this or that or whatever for you, and the question becomes, well, why should he? You know, if you haven't made your life about finding out how to receive, how to have this heart not just cleansed, as David in Psalm 51 asked for, but having made it a heart that is a servant's heart, as someone who understands that the greatest thing and you can do in the kingdom of God is to serve others. When the question comes, why should I do this stuff you're asking for me to do for you? You need to be able to answer, Lord, I want to be able to serve you and serve those you've given me. I want to be able to please you and honor your word and show who you are to the people that you bring to me. That's what I want. And what I mean by preparing your hearts to receive at this conference is that needs to be what you answer to that question. You want to be that which He wants you to be for Him. All that stuff about we've heard in the last several months about whose agenda you and all that stuff is, that stuff's got to be so much so dealt with down the line that my heart wants to serve Him and please Him and be a benefit to those He brings to me. It's not just serving Him, it's serving others. Showing the Jesus who is washing the feet of the disciples. Showing the Jesus who was a servant. Showing the Jesus who loved you enough to take your place on the cross while you were mocking Him and laughing at Him as His enemy. He loved you enough to take the ultimate service act and die in your place. This is what we're supposed to be showing to one another and to those strangers who the Lord brings past our field of influence. People we contact every day. People we talk to every day. If you have a heart that wants to receive so that you can give, He's going to dump it all over you. But if you have a heart that's all about you, don't expect to be able to receive anything. Why should He? He's wasting His time. But the good news is that it is Him who works to will and to do of His good pleasure in you. Ask Him for that. It doesn't come to you naturally. That's why David was making that Psalm 51 prayer. Because he knew he didn't get it naturally either. That's where our hope is. And if you want that, He will meet you in that. And that will open up access to all that He wants to give you. And this conference can go down. You can mark it on your calendar as the event of your life. The time when you received so much from the Lord you didn't know if you'd be able to use it all. That's the testimony I want to leave from there with. That's what I want for everybody in the room. Everybody who is hearing this now online or for some reason is listening to it later. Don't know why anyone would, but you know, if they did, that's what I'd want them to get from this. Lord's good, man. Open your heart to receive that which He wants to give you. If you don't, He won't. But He will, and this is the good news, prepare your heart for you to be able to receive all that good stuff. There's no way, no reason to go there with no expectation. That's a waste of time and money. What's the point? I want to go there with an expectation. So open your hearts and open up your minds and ask Him to prepare you to receive so that you can give. I'm done.
Say
showed in my way. But as for my servant Moses, I showed in my ways. Will you learn my ways? Will you learn my ways? Will you learn my ways? As for my people Israel, I showed them my power. I showed them my power. But as for my servant Moses, I showed him my way. But as for my servant Moses, I showed him my ways. Will you learn my way?
Good night, everyone. May the Lord bless you.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.